They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Decker.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Whether you're a farmer or an over-the-road truck driver, hook up with Countryside Sales and Service of Sebewing. Founded by truckers for truckers to minimize downtime, Countryside has an in-stock inventory of thousands of new and used parts with emphasis on Kenworth and Caterpillar. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. to 12 noon Saturday. Call or email for parts availability and pricing and get toll-free phone information and email links at countrysidemi.com. Stacks Market in Owendale has 99% of your everyday needs, from the ATM to ice and a full selection of your favorite beverages, fresh deli sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, lottery tickets, gas, diesel, and propane fuels, many convenience items, and more. Open at 5:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. Sunday. Close 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and 9 p.m. Sunday. Stacks Market, like a little truck stop, without the showers. Go Bulldogs from Stacks Market on Countryside Sales and Service.
Welcome back to Owendale as we're ready to broadcast our game for tonight. About 9 minutes out, it's Parents Night in Owendale. Beautiful night as all the moms out there are presented with roses and the parents are brought out to midfield. And we've introduced all of the cheerleaders and the spirit team for Owen Gage Bulldogs, and the last couple members of their football team are now coming onto the field. Chad, I wanted to mention something. I know we're into football tonight, but hey, we've got something big going on tomorrow from a local athlete, Marshall Welton. Now, if you know, ever heard of Welton Spray Foam, they're out of the Ubley area. They do all the farms and the sheds and all the big buildings around. Sure. Marshall Welton is a pro motocross rider, started with our MPX group here in Sebewing. Tomorrow, Marshall will be on TV running a pro race, and this is it's amateur pro. I think this is maybe his last pro run. But he just won a big race here a week or two ago, and it's neat to have somebody from the Thumb area representing you. He'll be on ESPN2 tomorrow for the Las Vegas Monster Energy Cup Championship.
Absolutely.
Live from Las Vegas. So we want to wish Marshall Welton and Welton Racing out of the Thumb area all the best. Congratulations to that MPX racer that's going to be representing the Thumb on ESPN2 tomorrow. So we hope you tune in, and you can watch all kinds of sports tomorrow. You can watch Michigan State, and you can have the Energy Cup going on live and all kinds of things like that. So we've just completed announcing all of our players and their families at this beautiful night. We've got the Owen Gage Bulldog Band out there. Marching band is on the field, 8 minutes away from the start of our ball game. And the Keysville Eagles, they're still warming up out on the field. Hey, our head coaches tonight, Steve Honecker, and defensive coordinator Jim Wenzel for the Owen Gage Bulldogs. The Keysville Eagles head coach, Jason Pierce, with assistants Drew Lepick, Craig Newton, Jeremy Seward, Wayne Simmons, and Nick Zaleski. You know, the nice thing about technology, Chad, is that we get messages up here in the booth. You get calls, I get calls and messages during the game. Hey, you know, don't forget to say this and that. It's nice when you can get someone's mom to text message you how to pronounce their son's name properly.
Yes, it is.
So I want to thank, you know, I just got one from one of the moms. Don't forget. So that's the nice thing about doing the high school sports. I'm sure George Blaha, he doesn't get it during the Pistons games, but we get a few here. Owen Gage Bulldogs, Keysville Eagles. Some are picking the Eagles tonight. I think we're going to have a great close ball game. Owen Gage Bulldogs, as we're talking to some of the officials, this is the smallest high school in the state of Michigan with 49 students, also with a high school football team. So out of 49, 14 of these kids are playing high school football out here on the field tonight.
Well, that's a pretty good percentage. There's a lot of
wow.
big schools. That add up to a lot of players, but you got to give them credit. It's nice that they've got football out here. I mean, you know, eight-man football to me is great football, so I don't care if you got 8 or 11 out there, but it's nice to see both these schools, Keysville, Owen Gage, like you say, their size is small, but here we are. We're watching football. We've got a band on the field. We had cheerleaders out there. You know, size just doesn't make much of a difference.
I think if we add them all up, Chad, between the band, the cheerleaders, and the football team, we have the entire school out here.
I was going to say, I think the student body is present
They're
in
all,
some capacity.
Yeah, either with pom-poms or a horn or a drum or a football in their hand. So, Keysville Eagles, of course, they're coming back into the eight-man football action. We talked earlier, these two teams, a few years back, were playing together. When Keysville cut out football, they went to soccer for a couple of years, and that allowed any of the Keysville Eagle players that wanted to play football the opportunity to come over here and to play at Owen Gage.
That's right.
So we're just a few minutes away, 6 minutes away from the start of our ball game. Kurt Damrow along with Chad Knobloch. And Kelly's right here running the board for us, making us sound as good as she possibly can. And you might hear some trucks going by tonight. I also want to say a thank you to all the families that are out there tonight. A lot of farmers in the area. We are a big farming community. One thing about 102.1 FM, one of the largest broadcast regions in the state, bigger part of southeast Michigan. I've picked them up in Lansing, picked them up in Mackinac City, barely over by Traverse City a couple times with a few coat hangers and some tinfoil. But we have such a big broadcast area. So you know if you're listening tonight and you tune in that we're right in the heart of the biggest and number one farming communities in the United States. So thanks to all the parents who have let these kids have time off. A lot of them are working on the farm to come out for practice, to come out for the band, to come out for cheerleading, be here at these football games. This is a big time for a lot of these families as the beats are coming off the field. And man, we see the trucks driving by on their way to the sugar plant in Sebring. So with just a few minutes to go, we'll have our national anthem up in about 4.5 minutes. If you want to join us, come on down here to Owendale. The weather's great. We got a little bit of a breeze again, heading from coming out of the south. Pretty stiff breeze. Going to be a fun passing game tonight. We'll see some big air outs going from Owendale heading towards Elkton. So Owendale's to your left. Elkton would be towards your right. And we're starting to get a little bit of a sprinkle, but we're ready to go. And the spirits aren't down at all. We're going to take one more quick break. And when we come back, we'll just about be ready for the start of our ball game. We hope you join us with the Owen Gage Bulldogs hosting the Keysville Eagles on 102.1 FM.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. You love-